gentlemen, we all know what the Eagles face in this game against the 10-1 Patriots today. New England, a tremendous football team, getting some of their pieces back. Jamie Collins on defense, Danny Amendola on offense. The Eagles must play with confidence. Let's first begin on the defense. I expect Bill Davis to really dial up a lot of blitzes, a lot of packages to get Tom Brady off his spot. If the Eagles let Brady sit back in the pocket, it will be a long day indeed for the secondary that's given up 10 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. I also think it's important for the Eagles up front to take advantage of a young New England offensive line, one that has been only okay with running the football, and LeGarrette Blount is a power runner. I think the Eagles match up well against that power up front. I look for Fletcher Cox to really lead the way without Cedric Thornton in this game. So that is what the defensive assignment is. Obviously, the Eagles know that Eric Rowe is going to be a prime target for Tom Brady. That's why they've got to get Brady moving out of his spot, throwing on the run. We've seen the Eagles dial it up in the past. And a couple of weeks ago, Buffalo did a really nice job of getting Brady knocked off his spot, pressuring him, hitting him, and keeping that game within range of 20-13 New England victory. As for the Eagles offense, Sam Bradford has to play well. To play well, he's got to have some time to throw the football. To have time throwing the football, the offensive line has to hold up against a lot of Bill Belichick looks, a lot of pressure, a lot of blitzes. So I think the Eagles will come out and try to run the football, establish the line of scrimmage early, particularly to the left side. Denver had success running the football to its left last Sunday night. It's going to be very important that Jason Peters is on the field for the entire game and that DeMarco Murray gets a good start, gets into a rhythm, and gets stronger as the game goes along. Eagles can win this football game. Get out early, take a lead, put some pressure on New England, and play with confidence. Win the battle of turnovers, and oh yeah, by the way, score touchdowns in the red zone. That's a mantra every week. That's something the Eagles have had trouble with this season. It's something that they can ill afford to pass on. TDs, not field goals, in the red zone.